Good evening, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to our city council meeting for December 9th. I want to welcome all of our visitors, council, staff. Thank you all so much for being here. And I also want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas this season. So thank you all so much for being here. Doubleheader meeting tonight. So we'll have one starting now, and then we'll have another one starting around 6:15. So just want to let you know that there are two meetings happening back to back tonight. So thank you guys for being here. First item on our agenda is our prayer. And so I'd like to ask Councilwoman Cook if she wouldn't mind praying for us this evening.
Absolutely. Let us please pray with me. God, I thank you so much for this day and for this time to gather together and to pause and just thank you for community. We thank you for an incredible year together as a city and just all of the prosperity and safety that we enjoy every day in our community. And we just ask that as we look forward to a new year, that you would be with us and guide us as we make decisions to ensure that Woodway has a bright future. We thank you for being with us and all of it. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Councilwoman. Mm-hmm. All right. If you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we're moving into our public comment time now. This is when the City Council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings that are on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item before beginning your comments. We appreciate your cooperation. Your timer is on the TV screen behind you so that you can know how much time you have left. This time I'd like to invite any citizens who would like to address council to please come to the podium. Okay, there being none, we will move on to item number four. Item number four is a presentation for the recognition of City of Woodway Code Enforcement Officer and Animal Control retiree, Albert Lopez. So, pass it over to you, Chief.
Awesome. So, Mayor, I'd like to call ACO Lopez up here for a second. So, we just had a get-together a little bit up at the P for Officer Lopez, and I'd like to read something that we just posted about him and also present him with, if you don't mind,
sure.
Presenting him with a token of our city's appreciation. Today we celebrate the career and retirement of our beloved ordnance officer, Albert Lopez. Officer Lopez came to us back in 2009 from a neighboring department and immediately became a staple within our department and community with his positive attitude and upbeat demeanor. He never saw a challenge that he could not take on and was instrumental to the beauty that we enjoy in Woodward. I am personally so thankful for his friendship, kindness, guidance, and conversation throughout all these years. You deserve the rest, you deserve the fishing, and the relaxation after all these years of serving our residents and being an ally to our community. You would always look for ways to help individuals in violation of ordinance, and oftentimes would give them your number and come in on your time off to make sure they are cared for. I hear story after story of your kindness from others, and it amazes me. For example, elderly resident was in violation of ordinance over and over, and Officer Lopez met with her on his time off. He noticed that she didn't have something to eat that day, so he went and got her something to eat. And this is not stuff he tells me, this is stuff that I hear about him. He doesn't brag about it, he's very humble, and I hear these stories, they just continue to amaze me. The city is so blessed to have you for all these years, and just want to thank you for your service.
It's an honor.
Thank you. for you. Well deserved. All right, well, on behalf of the city, Officer Lopez, we're so pleased to present you with this Rolex clock here. Albert Lopez, with sincere appreciation and gratitude for your loyal and dedicated service to the city of Woodway. Congratulations and best wishes on your retirement. Thank you so much.
Over here, big guys. Ready? Awesome. Good job.
And the real heroes, Miss Lydia, and your family.
Oh, yeah. Come on up. You want to take a picture?
No, actually, it's the mama's.
Hi, Lydia. Been a while.
Lady, 2, 3.
You want to go in there? Take one with you?
Okay.
I'll send it to Albert. Ready? Squeeze in there, Khalil. One more. Got it.
You want to cover it again? You want that real quick?
Awesome. Yes. You get up there. This is your new one.
Get her in there.
There's your mom in there.
Landscape it.
Okay. Got it. Make sure his mom don't block anybody.
Speech. Hey, it's been an honor to work with the city council members and all the past council members. And I do believe in giving back 100% to our citizens. For the last citizens that have been down with an illness and sometimes during COVID. Like I said, I bought them food and stuff, talking about, you know, we're here helping ready to help each other out, good times, bad times. And I do it for anybody. And I tell you, it's just really been blessed for Woodway and the whole family, you know. I always tell them, hey, if something happens out there, I'm going to be first to know, let them know, let them cheat, you know. But bottom line, you know, being code enforcement has been a challenge. You know, I'm trying to keep everybody, keep the city clean, you know. And anyway, don't worry about thank you. Everybody, thank you for work here, and thank you for all the support you gave me, for being there when my surgery, had a lot of surgery going on, and I've been really blessed, and God bless me, and God bless everybody, you know, and I've really been blessed to be a part of the Woodway family, you know. So, I'm always here, I tell the staff, hey, don't call me, I'm here, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your service.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Mr. Lopez. Thank you. School night? Yes.
Hey, you don't know this. My dogs are terrible.
No way.
Hey, come get your dogs.
You don't pay that fine. Hey, end of an era.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I got Charlie again.
I'm sure you get David. Well, thank you so much once again, Officer Lopez, and best of luck in the next chapter. So, congratulations.
See you, bro.
All right, moving right along here. Item number 5 is discussion and consider action on Resolution R-2424, setting the 2025 City Council meeting schedule. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Very good to be back.
We missed you, but the office was in good hands while
yes,
you were gone.
It was.
This item was moved from the last one, so any comments for us on this?
No, Mayor, I don't have any additional comments.
All right. Council, is there any discussion on the meeting schedule for 2025?
Yes. I spent a little time with the charter and recommend people look through it every once in a while to look for out-of-date things. I think in the future we might want to add something on the agenda to update the charter on how we announce these things. because they have on there the newspaper of choice. Now imagine when it was written, the newspaper of choice was the newspaper that probably covered half of McLennan County. Now there's not as much distribution or coverage of that newspaper anymore. Maybe we could change that to our newsletter, which should cover all of Woodway. That was just something I found while we were looking at it. The other thing was, I was looking on our website, and we say that we show that it's on the council meetings are on the second and fourth Mondays at 5:30 p.m. unless there's a holiday conflict, or I think in summertime it shows that we can have one meeting a month. We're moving the March 17th meeting up a week because of the spring break schedule. I don't really consider that a holiday. We have people, or council members, miss meetings from time to time. And, you know, as long as we have four members here, we're fine. I think that on the March one, we should go back to the second Monday of the month and the fourth versus moving it because of the spring break. I know, like in the situation with Amin, you miss one every year to go to Spain, and that's totally understandable. And of course, our mayor pro tem does a great job filling in. I'm thinking if we have one or two people missing on that one March meeting, the second week, we would have five people. Maybe we could make it a lighter meeting because, of course, you're in charge of the meeting schedule. But I don't see any reason to change the standard that we normally deal with throughout the year.
Okay.
I do think there would be, it's not just about myself. I think of staff members who may go on vacation with their families during that time. I mean, I think it's much more widespread than just I can't be here, so we should change it. It's not about me. It's more about like the community rhythm as a whole. Mm-hmm. So.
Of course, we saw just in our last meeting, we had an excellent meeting. We missed our city manager, but our assistant city manager did an excellent job. We've had times of other staff that has missed, and then we have excellent staff to fill in. So there again, I don't feel like that's a necessary reason for us to change a standard that we have. And we post on our website that it's on the second and fourth Monday of the month, except for holidays. And of course, that's not a holiday.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Shaw, but we have the council has leeway to change the dates at this point any way that we want.
Yes.
There's no obligation to be tied to the website or anything like that.
So the provision about posting in the newspaper of choice.
Yes.
Doesn't prohibit in any way us from posting other places. So you, okay. It's a both. I mean, you can do a both and. But
yes.
The requirement is, if nowhere else, it's posted here.
Yep.
But certainly, other managers of distribution, the more is better.
And, yes.
So there's nothing that connects you to the posting. There's other than that charter provision, as far as this resolution and these dates, that's in your sound discretion so long as you meet the number of requirements for each month that's required.
Okay. Okay.
I found that while I was looking at, and of course, you know, sometimes the charter might need to be updated, and that was what I was bringing up. But you're correct, the charter does not say that it has to be on those two, but our website does show that. So that's the reason I bring that up.
Well, I think we could show the updated schedule, but I just am for as much participation as possible. And I think that changing the date would allow for that and to honestly give our staff the freedom to travel while they're, if they have kids who are off of school as well, if they want. I know it doesn't impact everybody, but I do think that it impacts a large portion of our community.
I don't know of staff that normally comes that has children in the Midway ISD.
Well, Mitch Davison is Lorena off that week, so John. I mean, I know it's not. I mean, David Shaw, Jennifer. I mean, it's a.
Now, Jennifer, I think you're in Robinson School District.
Which, so. But I think they have the same spring break.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a good amount of our
operations.
Mayor,
well, I just want to, yes, ma'am.
I'll just say, just historically, I mean, we have done this historically, changed it to
for a vacation
spring break because all the school districts and all are pretty much out at the same time. So
that's great.
We have done it historically that for
okay.
many years.
Yeah, well, we've done it in the past, and we can
maybe
do it again.
Just FYI.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Barkley.
Yeah, Councilman Russell, I would just add, I was wanting to let more of the discussion happen first, but from the staff level, we're happy to push whatever is adopted schedule-wise out on several other platforms, and we'll also communicate this to the seed house that we're working with so we can get
yes.
in more than the newspaper of record or however it's.
I was just thinking on the newspaper of record part, we might want on future agenda go in and alter the city charter so it doesn't show that. So we'll
you can't alter the charter by resolution.
How do you change it then?
Charter review.
By what?
It requires a vote.
A vote? A vote from the city? Okay. Well, maybe we need to start adding a few things on city votes while we're having count. When we have council member seats up for election, maybe we can add a few of those as a ballot initiative to fix that.
That's a little different thing, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it could be a wonderful time to do it, so it wouldn't cost any more money. But some things, you know, need to be updated.
Okay, so nothing further on that. Any further discussion?
It looked like Janelle was going to say something. I wanted to make sure.
Oh, hi, Janelle. I'm sorry. Did you have something to say?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I understand the conversation.
Okay, thank you. Please be sure to speak up if you have anything you want to say, because I don't want to miss you. All right, if there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion on number 5, please.
I move that we accept resolution R2424, setting the 2025 City Council meeting schedule.
All right.
Janelle just put a thumbs up. Is that for a second? Janelle, did you have a thumbs up that meant for a second, or did that?
No, I was just being recognized.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure if you did that it was seen.
All right, it's been moved. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. It's been moved and seconded. Calling for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please
aye.
Say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Mr. Keeston, did you get a chance to voice?
Yeah.
Did you say aye?
Sorry.
Okay. No. But you were an aye. Just wanted to make sure.
He can hold up his finger.
One of
yeah.
Sure. As long as it's just that finger.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Item number 6, discussion and consider action on authorizing participation in the opioid settlement with Kroger and authorizing the city manager to execute documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you for number 6, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I can read the background information. It's brief. It's just an excerpt from what we received from the state. But in summary, this is something that we have received before, just under $10,000 in the past, and we use those funds. You can only use them for certain things. But in the past, we've used such funds to purchase AED and Narcan products for various city buildings and for officers. That is a qualified expenditure, and that was most suitable to our needs at the time. Probably will be again, because they're costly to keep in date, and you've got to keep replenishing your stock. So that's the plan.
On page 10, it shows that there's been 13 different settlements. This looks like the 13th. I'm assuming that those others was where we received some funds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now this shows like $83 million, but I guess that's breaking out of the $360 million people in the nation, and we get whatever.
Out of this portion, this settlement, that $83 million will be allocated to however many cities, counties are going to opt in.
Okay.
But the exact amount as of now is unknown, is to be determined.
But basically what we're voting on is just say opt in for money.
Yes, sir. Free okay. money.
Yeah.
And that's what you were saying was going to go to like Narcan and
but in the past things. That is what we have used it for because it will be probably an amount that's within our purchasing or policy capability under administration. Mm-hmm. If there's other things that we can use it for that meets the requirement, we can do that as well. But after visiting with the chief, that's the main objective, is to keep AEDs and Narcan products. So that's what I brought to the council.
Something that we don't have to use tax dollars on that we need.
Yes.
So, good.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? Pretty straightforward, it seems like. Okay. I will entertain a motion on item number 6.
I'll make a motion to authorize the city manager to execute all documents and connected, therefore, with the settlement with Kroger.
All right, it's been moved.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councilwoman. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item number 7, discussion and consider action on the acceptance of an application to develop in a planned district, a retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9 of the Oakdale addition to the City of Woodward in McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Other than this, all I would add is before the applicant can get this far, it's already gone through some phase of the plan review. Tonight, the only action is just to accept the development, to accept the application, then it will go to planning and zoning, and then it will come back to council. Is Ms. Marissa, are you Marissa? How do you say your last name, ma'am? Maciel. Ms. Maciel is present to answer any questions you might have other than what's in the files that were submitted to you for your review.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll have to take out a section of our barrier for the bike lane because it'll go right across the bike lane. Is that, I guess, John, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How big a section would we have to take out?
I don't know. I'd probably do the math what they've already done. I'd just ask the engineer. He'd probably tell me exactly what to take out.
Because it looks like the size of the building is about 50 foot or thereabouts.
Yeah, I like those. I like those arches. Those are pretty cool.
56 foot, I guess.
Yes, and I've been getting all kinds of questions about what's going on there with all the lights and everything. So I'm happy to know that that's what's going on.
Council, does anybody have any questions for the applicant who's here?
Basically, this is just accepting the application. It will go to planning and zoning. And
but I wanted to know if you had any questions for the applicant. Okay.
You don't have it rented yet, do you? You don't have the space rented yet? You have businesses ready to go? Okay.
All right. Well, let's make a motion then on this item if there's no further discussion.
I move that we accept the application to develop.
All right. It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you, Janelle. Looks like it passed unanimously, right?
Yes.
No nays? Okay. All in favor, the motion passes unanimously.
And Ken was seconded.
Great. Thank you, Council. Thank you all for being here. That's it. We'll move to the next stage. Thank you. You're welcome to stay for the rest. but it's, you've got lots to do,
stuff, I'm sure.
See you later. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Manager, we can't start the next meeting until 6:15, so do you mind giving us your manager reports now instead of for the next one?
Oh, no, sir.
Is that okay so that we can fill up some time?
I don't know if I can talk for that long.
Can you sing or dance?
Just stretch it. Stretch as long as
I'll
you can.
Talk
you, we may get some questions.
Well, I want to be careful not too many questions. Really, it's only on the agenda for me to say it's coming.
Exactly,
general updates. Yeah. Right. Well, two of the five manholes up here on the States have been leveled, and the remaining punch list items, along with those remaining manholes for the shared path project, should be closed out before Christmas. I know everybody will be pleased with that.
Yep.
The Woodway public safety officers have received new tasers, which they might have been presented in my absence, but if it wasn't, they have new tasers. All the officers have been trained on the upgraded models, and they've been issued and are in service. So that's a good
awesome
step forward from what they had. So thank you, Chief. I met with Rodney earlier and discussed the redesign of the dog park at Whitehall Park. Rodney really has some good ideas about expanding the park. It was discussed at the last Parks and Rec meeting, but it hadn't really been fleshed out, so he's gone out there and sourced several obstacle courses or things like that for the animal to be entertained with, and separating big dogs from small ones. And the way he thinks he has it in mind, he could probably also, in the future, for another project, have room for another pickleball court, if that's the desire of the council, past this project. So he ought to have those, the supporting documentation, photos, and other information by the, I put the next meeting, but I learned since I wrote this, that will be in January. Mm-hmm. So in the very near future, and pricing is being gathered as well. So we'll see what we have in the bank. And if some of it has to get budgeted out or pushed back, then at least we know which direction we're going. Chief is also working with his command staff on the organization's recertification through the Texas Police Chiefs Association, or TPCA. This is for our coveted designation to remain a, quote, recognized agency, which is for our outstanding professionalism and overall knowledge of the law, policies, and standards, among other achievements. So keep him in your prayers over the next few.
Always.
Next few weeks. Mm-hmm. This Thursday at the city shop, we'll be honoring another retiree, Mr. Robert Dale Glass, with a retirement celebration. Dale has served Woodway for 20 years in the Community Services Department. So we keep losing them and keep backfilling them.
Yeah, yeah. But 20 years is a good stretch.
Yeah, that's a long time. Also, we've made our first deposit on the new fire engine, and Brenda has placed the order for all of our community services vehicles, and we anticipate receiving those in January. That's the latest we've had from Enterprise. Also, we've ordered the vacuum truck, and we expect that to arrive this month. I met with Community Services Director about the DeGara sewer line project and the wastewater master plan. The sewer line project is 70% complete, and DeGara reports substantial completion is estimated to be by the end of April 25, as they've previously told us. And the engineer working with that firm, STV, has delivered a proposal for the wastewater plan, and it's currently under review, and will come to council shortly for review and implementation. This plan is to assess the overall needs of the wastewater.
I'm sorry, Mr. Manager. The April 25 date, that's DeGara? That's
DeGara, sir.
Who told you that? Okay. Mm-hmm.
The major sewer line?
Yes, sir. So this, the wastewater plan is to assess the overall needs of the wastewater infrastructure assess needs and establish priorities, and that's really as far as we've gotten until we get further into that, into the, what they submitted to us. The Whitehall parking lot is now complete, and the Pavilion Arboretum overflow parking is 90% complete. I recently asked Woodway Public Safety, Community Services, and our IT departments for an update on the water wells and tank safety and security measures. We went over a comprehensive security plan when I was first onboarded. I'm happy to report all protection methods remain in place to safeguard our critical infrastructure and key resources. And a very Merry Woodway Christmas is on Thursday, December 19th. There'll be vendors, food trucks, Grinch movies, crafts and face painting for the kids, and a tree lighting. I didn't put the time on there, so I'll have to... 5:30. Thanks, Jennifer. And lastly, Keisha and Jennifer have been working hard, been hard at work with Seed House Creative from the previous meeting that I was absent for, getting login permissions established and other information gathered and submitted for their templates and frameworks to ensure we start off on the right foot and have a successful partnership moving forward. Mm-hmm. And that is really all I could stretch. I still didn't make it to 6:15.
No, you did it.
Hope everyone
had
a
well
had a good Thanksgiving holiday. And
Mr. Okay. Shaw, can we ask questions related to what report he the report saying? If it's on the if it's related to his topic.
Depends on the question.
Okay. Well, I was just gonna ask about the Seed House Creative. When the announcements are going to go out that we're switching over to that.
Well, I sort of think we're fleshing out those. So
that question's fine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. My question to make it sound a little bit smoother was, when are we going to announce that we are shifting away from our newsletter, the paper newsletter, over to the digital format with Seed House?
Not to put Jennifer on the spot, but she may have a better idea of that timeline as she's been working directly with them. If not, we can get you that answer by email.
It's okay if you don't know.
The Seed House is currently working on the postcard that's going to go out. We just met with them Thursday, so they're working on the postcard, and that's going to be mailed out with the magnets with the trash and recycles. Okay.
Okay, so we met with Seed House on Thursday and did our kickoff meeting. So they are currently producing the postcard that will have information with the QR code on there. That postcard will be mailed out with the trash and recycle magnets that we send out every year. So that's going out in December. I don't have a date on that, Brenda May.
We have the magnets already. We're just waiting for the postcard and we'll send them off to get mailed. Yeah. So by the end of the year is the goal.
But that's their priority right now, is to be getting that for us. And they're also building the template for the newsletter. Once that information is done, that will also be on the website. And the QR code will take you back to our website with more information in where the digital newsletter will also be housed, or is currently housed.
Great.
So the QR code is basically just to get it to our website. Is that correct?
Yes. And then we also will have an email address that is being created. If anybody wants to opt out, that will also be on the postcard, so they can opt out to get their printed version. If they have any questions, that will be, and I think it's woodwaynewsletter@woodwaytexas.gov, but that will all be communicated later.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Two more minutes.
I cut you off earlier. I apologize. Oh, you were wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, I think.
Oh, yes.
Please finish
we'll pass comments. Thanksgiving.
Christmas. Yeah, well, hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and Christmas in the next coming weeks.
Yeah. We could do city council reports. I don't remember who's over with P&Z. Who's over P&Z?
Janelle.
Oh, Janelle? Okay. We got a meeting.
Well, let's you had no more issues. You're finished on city managers, right?
Correct, Mayor.
Nothing else? Okay.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Item number six is the City Council report. So yes, if anybody has any updates from their committees, please share those now.
Janelle, don't you have a meeting tomorrow?
Well, there is a P&Z meeting tomorrow night.
Okay.
It'll be a short one, but there is one going to happen, 5:00.
Wonderful. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, Janelle, for that update. Item number seven is adjournment. So before we adjourn, just a reminder that we will be recessed until 6:15 when we can start the second meeting. That's why we changed it to where it won't be this long next time.
Do we need someone leave the room, being that?
You know, I haven't had this happen in a while.
Yeah.
Can we stay where we are?
And just don't talk. Business talk,
well,
football.
We don't talk. We can do the same.
Restroom break.
Yeah,
we'll take a 5 break. Okay. Yes. Could I have a motion to adjourn, please?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. We are adjourned for meeting number one at 6:08 p.m. Thank you. I'm opening the second meeting at 6:17 p.m. Calling this meeting to order at this time. I can hear something in the background there.
Your ears are better than mine.
Item number one is public comment. The City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item before your comments. Thank you for your cooperation. Is there anybody to address Council at this time? Okay, there being none, we will close the public comment hearing and move on to the consent agenda.
And Janelle's back now.
Great. Hey, Janelle, we just got started.
Okay.
The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, you have the consent agenda before you. Are there any items that you would like removed for separate discussion?
No.
No.
All right. I see those, so we'll move on to item number three. Consider action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion on this item?
I move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mrs. Cook. Thank you, Mr. Keeston. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, aye. Please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Thank you. Item number four is notice that is given that a closed meeting will be held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.072 that authorizes a governmental body to deliberate the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property if deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the position of the governmental body in negotiations with a third person. The time is now 6:20, and we will move to executive session at this time and recess the open meeting. All right, Council, coming back from executive session at 6:58 and reconvening in open session at 6:58. Mr. Manager, any reports that you'd like to add? Anything?
No, thank you, Mayor. I've provided the first meeting to stretch us as far as we can.
As far as we can. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Any other City Council reports?
Nothing.
Anything changed since?
Nothing.
All right. Great. Well, then I will move to item seven. Consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
So moved and seconded. Seconded. Thank you. We are adjourned at 6:58 p.m.
Merry Christmas,
thank you all.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas. See you.